Since late April, the ads have appeared on Facebook and other websites. In the background of them is a young woman reading a letter on FSU letterhead. The words in the foreground read, "Accepted to Florida State University, you should know about its rape problem."
We want to make sure that anyone who is deciding whether FSU is the right school for them right now knows what's going on the campus with sexual assault.
That's Karen Rowland. She's organizing director at the national women's rights group Ultraviolet. The group's also using the guerrilla advertising strategy to target students at seven other universities, including UC Berkeley, Harvard, and American.
We're reaching an audience who's interested in this issue. People who are seeing our ads are extraordinarily likely to click through to the ad and get the information that we're trying to share.
Clicking the ads takes people to the Ultraviolet website, where there's a petition urging the federal government to enforce campus sexual assault rules, she says. And the feds are already doing so with active investigations at 55 schools, including Florida State. A recent New York Times article shined a national spotlight on FSU's handling of rape allegations against Seminoles quarterback Jameis Winston. Rowland concedes an investigation doesn't equal wrongdoing, but she says she hopes the online ads remind people of the high-profile case.
And we also want to make sure that the administration and the decision makers see these ads as well, because they need to know that their failure to handle sexual assault on their campus is going to impact admissions.
An FSU spokeswoman declined to comment for this story, citing the ongoing federal inquiry and lawsuit by Winston's accuser. In response to sexual assault prevention recommendations the White House published last week, the school did issue a statement saying it complies with one of the guidelines, providing victims a confidential advocate. The statement reads in part, quote, "While the recommendations mirror our policies, we welcome the opportunity to enhance support for and services to our students," end quote. Ultraviolet's Rowland says at other schools, the campaign has incited change.
I mean, Brandeis, for example, has responded specifically to our ad campaign by releasing, updated policies and procedures around sexual assault.
The recommended policies include bystander intervention programs and male-focused assault prevention education. The FSU ads are running for another couple of weeks. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.